Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about faith, family, freedom, the state of Illinois, our nation, and conservative action. Here's David Smith and Monty Larrick.
Thanks for making Illinois Family Spotlight part of your day. The 40 Days for Life prayer campaign to end abortion is getting underway. I'm Monty Larrick. I recently spoke with Sean Carney, one of the leaders of that effort, at a pastor's breakfast hosted by 40 Days for Life Aurora. 40 Days for Life is a prayer ministry outside abortion clinics, but it's even more than that.
Yeah, it's spread now to 675 cities around the world, and we hold peaceful prayer vigils outside of abortion facilities. And this fall, we'll have 375 cities participating in the 40 Days for Life campaign starting on September 27th.
You're going to have a big presence right here in Illinois.
Yes. Unfortunately, Aurora, Illinois is home to the third largest Planned Parenthood abortion facility in the country. It was the first largest, but it's definitely a place that is easy to respond to when you see the sheer size of it and how many abortions they're actually doing. It's easy to find an hour a week or an hour a day to go out and to pray at one of the vigils.
So churches can get involved in this, and they can organize and set aside an hour. How's it work?
Absolutely. There are actually eight 40 Days for Life campaigns throughout the state of Illinois this fall. If you go to 40daysforlife.com/Aurora, you'll see your local campaign, and you can sign up for hours online whenever works for you. They'll be out there for 40 straight days.
And there's community outreach. It's not just praying outside the abortion clinics in a peaceful way, but there's community outreach. What does that entail?
That's really raising awareness about the reality of abortion in your community, especially here in Aurora. Many people don't know, some people don't know Planned Parenthood does abortions. Other people don't know that they have the third largest abortion facility in the country in their own backyard. And so it's asking churches to get involved, to pray, to hand out bulletin inserts, and to raise awareness about the reality of abortion in our community.
You mentioned that the Planned Parenthood abortion clinic, mega clinic, is the third largest in the nation. That means there are two others that are bigger. That's
Aurora.
Disturbing.
Yeah. Ironically, it's the other Aurora. Aurora, Colorado, has the second largest in the country, and the largest abortion facility in the Western Hemisphere is where I live, in Houston, Texas.
And that one in Houston, as I understand it, they actually have hotel rooms there. Is that correct?
Yeah, they have suites where their abortionists can come to town and stay overnight. You know, that building, like all abortion facilities, was constructed to systematically do abortions. And the one in Aurora was, but the one in Houston even more so, with these hotel suites where abortion doctors can stay. And you know, nobody grows up wanting an abortion, and nobody grows up wanting to do abortions. Something went fundamentally wrong in the path of all these abortion doctors. There's a shortage, thankfully, of abortion doctors right now in the United States. No wonder why. Like, who grows up wanting to do this?
So they're actually training doctors from overseas so they can take abortions back to their countries.
Yeah, they will bring doctors over from different countries in Latin America and elsewhere. They'll train other doctors in the United States on how to do abortions in Houston. And, you know, all of this should cause us to respond, right? It's so easy to throw your hands up in the air and say, how in the world? You know, we've had 58 million abortions since 1973. But we can do something about that. The abortions don't happen in the White House or on the bench of the Supreme Court. These facilities nest in our neighborhoods, and we can do something about it and use our rights as Americans, use our faith in God to go out and to help a mom choose life at the very last moment. And we've seen thousands of moms do that.
Well, you mentioned reliance on God. This is such an overwhelming problem, even right here. 400 abortions are committed at the Aurora Planned Parenthood a month. So to counter that, we can't rely on our own power.
Exactly. And, you know, you can look at the over 3,000 abortions that happen every single day in the United States, or the 58 million that have happened since Roe v. Wade legalized it. And you can't really relate to 58 million little boys and little girls. You know 400 people. You may have 400 relatives. It's a local number that we can wrap our minds around and feel like we're not helpless. You know, you can go out and try to help save 400 babies a month. And, you know, we've seen how effective it is, because some of these women that turn around, they say, you know, I woke up and I would just want prayed for a sign that God would send me. And these 3, 4, 5 people out there praying were that sign. And now my child is alive today. One of the things that happens every single 40 Days for Life campaign is somebody will drive up to a vigil and a woman will get out and say, look, you don't know me and I don't know you, but I was coming in here a year ago or 2 years ago for my abortion, and I saw you and I just drove past, and here is my 1-year-old son, my 2-year-old daughter. That happens all the time, so you never know how God is going to use your presence.
Well, what would you say to those folks who would suggest that, well, 40 Days for Life is all well and good, but you're just praying, and you're really not doing enough to stop abortion?
Yeah, prayer is the foundation, and we don't apologize for that, and we certainly don't have to justify it, and yet the presence out there is extremely powerful. And we've had 154 abortion facility workers who have had a change of heart and left their job during a 40 Days for Life campaign. And many of the Planned Parenthood workers tell us that the internal number for Planned Parenthood for no-show rates on abortion appointments, that the no-show rate goes as high as 75% when people are out there praying. And so it's the prayer, and it's where the prayer happens. It's that presence, because the workers are thinking about it, and the women going in and the men going in are certainly thinking about it.
Well, a lot of abortion clinics are closing. Do you attribute a lot of that to 40 Days for Life?
There's certainly a huge role that 40 Days for Life campaigns have played. We've had 89 abortion facilities that we know of that have closed where we've had multiple campaigns. We've had abortion industry workers come out and say, no pun intended, you've killed our business. We're leaving and we're not reopening. So we've gotten a lot of confirmation from the abortion industry that these vigils deter our business, one Planned Parenthood executive said.
Now, 40 Days for Life begins officially on September 27th. It runs through, what, November 5th? What kind of turnout do you think you're going to have nationwide?
We expect record turnout. Last fall was our largest campaign ever. That's followed by this fall, which is now the largest 40 Days for Life campaign ever. 375 cities. The turnout has been huge, and people, whether there's an election going on or not, 40 Days for Life always sees a growth, because it's not political. It's focused on prayer. It's focused on changing hearts and minds. And I think we are going to be overwhelmed with the number of volunteers that participate. We've seen so far 750,000 participate.
So 40 Days for Life kind of takes the politics out of the abortion issue.
Well, I don't think you can ever really take politics completely out of the abortion issue, because we're legally aborting children and killing them every single day. So it definitely always has a political element. But we also have a right as Americans to go out, although it's the law of the land, and offer a greater hope, which is the love and the mercy of Christ. And 40 Days for Life does that, you know, right on the front lines. We're not out there telling people who to vote for, but we are out there praying for and offering help to certainly the babies, the women, the boyfriends, and those who work in the abortion industry. And you're not going to get a lot of that from the politicians.
This is Illinois Family Spotlight. I'm Monty Larrick, joined by Sean Carney with the 40 Days for Life campaign. We'll continue our conversation after this.
People are talking a lot about healthcare these days. There are so many changes, so many questions. As Christians, where can we turn for answers? Well, at Samaritan Ministries, we believe the answer is in Jesus Christ, working in the lives of His people, demonstrating Christian community by sharing each other's medical needs, scripturally, faithfully. Here's just part of Lana's story in her own words.
I love getting the monthly share that I give to each month that has a name of a real person and their real medical concerns and a prayer request, you know, for them. That I get to interact with people from all over the country, just like me, and get to pray for them and know that they're praying for me when I have a need. It's great. I love it.
Lana is just one of over 200,000 members who are sharing over $23 million in medical needs each month. If you'd like to experience what it's like to partner with other Christians for your healthcare needs, and you'd like to see what other members are saying, visit MySamaritanStory.org.
Hello, I'm David Smith, the Executive Director of Illinois Family Institute, a state-based Christian pro-life and pro-family public policy organization. I want to invite you to join us as we seek to be salt and light to a dark and rapidly decaying culture. You can do that in a number of ways. For example, you can join our email list to get timely alerts and great cultural commentaries. You can like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, listen to our podcast, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can attend one or more of the special events and forums we host in different parts of the state. We do all these things to encourage and equip Christians in Illinois. You see, we need you to help us fulfill our mission to boldly bring a biblical perspective to public policy. Our faith requires us to be bold, speak truthfully, and love our neighbors. Join us. Visit IllinoisFamily.org to learn more.
Thanks once again for joining Illinois Family Spotlight. Monty Larrick here, joined by Sean Carney, the president of the 40 Days for Life campaign. It's a prayer campaign outside abortion clinics. It's going on for 40 days, starting September 27th through November 5th. A big kickoff rally in Aurora on the 23rd. But beyond the 40 Days for Life campaign, you'd like to see this prayer campaign continue year-round.
Yeah, we do too. Large 40 Days for Life campaigns every single year, one in the fall and then one in the spring in conjunction with the season of Lent. And we've had so many things going on year-round to raise awareness about abortion at the most important level, the local level. There's a 40 Days for Life podcast. We recently launched a new pro-life quarterly magazine, which people can get for free at 40daysforlife.com/magazine. And there's so many ways to raise awareness. I think the most powerful voices that we have in the pro-life movement are the women who have had an abortion and the abortion facility workers who have had a change of heart. And, you know, we've seen, 13,305 moms choose life at the last moment. But we've also seen 154 abortion facility workers have a change of heart and leave their jobs. And this, it's not a cliche to say that all this work is about hearts and minds. It really is about hearts and minds. And we see that at the local level. And that's where the abortion industry is getting pounded. They do not have local people going out into the streets marching for abortion advocates. They are completely dependent on Washington, D.C. and government funding. And yet at the local level, the pro-life movement is booming. It's growing. It's thriving. We have a wonderful network of pregnancy resource centers to offer real medical help to these women. And it's so encouraging now to see that growth as a movement.
Well, the movement is growing, and it's just not led by pastors. There are people from all walks of life who are organizing and getting the ball rolling in their own churches and what have you.
Yeah, and I think in the United States, we need pastors to pastor. And if they get distracted doing everything else, then, there's not going to be any Christians to participate in 40 Days for Life. And so, one of the blessings that we've seen from evangelical leadership and Catholic leadership is our pastors supporting the campaign. We've had some pastors lead campaigns, but for the most part, they're supporting it. They're going out themselves, but they're not having to do everything.
So I'm just a regular fella or a regular gal, and I'd like to know more about 40 Days for Life. I'd like to do something. I'd like to organize a prayer vigil. What should I do?
You should go to 40daysforlife.com. Whether you're discerning whether you should start and lead a campaign in the future, there's information for that. Or if you want to participate now, all the locations are up when a campaign is going on. So go to 40daysforlife.com, find your local campaign, and you can sign up for hours online. You'll see the hours available to go out and to peacefully pray, whether it's 30 minutes a week or an hour a week or an hour a day. Do something. And we have a podcast that helps people, sort of overcome that natural fear the first time you go out and pray in front of an abortion facility. So there's tons of resources. It's offered for free to those who want to take advantage of it. And your presence makes a tremendous, tremendous difference to somebody going in for an abortion.
What will America look like, let's say 5 years from now, if we continue to commit over 1 million abortions a year?
We're losing the family in our country. And that's why we have to turn to prayer, and that's why we have to act. We've attacked the unborn for 45 years. We have now had this onslaught of attack on the institution of marriage. We've destroyed the fruit of marriage through abortion, but now we're going after the institution that produces that fruit in marriage. And Christians have to do something. We have to turn to our Lord, and we have to go out there and defend marriage and defend life. And 40 Days for Life, God has used it to be an instrumental part in defending these unborn children. And I encourage people, I don't think there's any room to be on the fence anymore in our culture. You know, that's why we see so many Catholics and Protestants and evangelicals united on these fronts, because secularism has not just infiltrated our nation and our government and our media, but it has consequences. And we see those consequences played out with the attacks on marriage and the attacks on the unborn. And so I think Christians need to act, and they need to act with prayer. We don't need to become activists and run out the door and try to solve the world's problems on our own. We do need to pray, and we need to go out and put that prayer into action, because otherwise it's going to get worse. And I hear people who are much older and much wiser than me saying, I don't even recognize the United States of America anymore. And I can say that, and I'm only 35 years old. And so it will get worse unless we are willing to say, we can't ruin our existence by destroying the foundation of our country, which is life. And so I would encourage people to defend it and to get involved and to stay involved.
Well, here in Illinois, we're faced with the prospect of more taxpayer-funded abortions in the form of House Bill 40. We already fund abortions for rape, incest, etc., but now the left wants us to fund, through our tax dollars, any reason abortions through all 9 months of pregnancy. On the one hand, you're optimistic about abortion clinics closing. This is something that is beyond the pale.
It is, and you know, to tap into that optimism, abortion facilities cannot survive if people are not going in for abortions, if they're turning around, and if they have real medical help. And the best way to defund, the most direct way to defund the abortion industry, is to stand up to them and expose them and offer alternatives. And they are a bottom line business. And there have been so many states, including Texas, where I live, where we've defunded Planned Parenthood. They went from getting $34 million a year to getting zero from the state. They now get $3 million from the federal government still. But the defunding effort continues to move forward. Hopefully Planned Parenthood is defunded. But if they're not, we're not helpless. We don't have our hands tied behind our back. We can go out there, physically give witness in front of these abortion facilities and have women turn around.
Pro-life folks here in Illinois are suggesting that the number of abortions will skyrocket if Governor Rauner signs this bill into law. What do you think?
I don't know. And the sad reality is we're going to find out if he signs it. And, you know, if abortions skyrocket, we still have an opportunity to go out and to pray at these abortion facilities. I think people should obviously try to stop that and defund the abortion industry. But it is never enough for some of these politicians. You can't pay for enough abortions. You can't have too many abortions. There is no baby that shouldn't be aborted. Planned Parenthood does not discriminate. They'll abort any child at any stage as long as they can legally. And for any reason, they do not discriminate when it comes to abortion. And that is what we're up against. And unfortunately, Illinois is a sad example of that. But it's a little cynical to say the abortions are going to skyrocket, because at the end of the day, these are hearts, minds, and souls going in for an abortion. And there's always hope that those can be changed at the last moment.
40 Days for Life is a campaign that helps the people you don't know, but it could actually help someone in your own family, couldn't it?
Absolutely. You know, one of the most beautiful stories that we have seen happen with the 40 Days for Life campaign is a lady who was a leader of a campaign, and she didn't know it until afterwards, but her granddaughter went in to have an abortion at the Planned Parenthood where she was leading the 40 Days for Life campaign. She wasn't out there at the time. And her granddaughter turned around because she saw these people praying. Didn't even know her grandmother was leading this pro-life thing, right? And her granddaughter chose life. And so that woman leading that 40 Days for Life campaign literally saved the life of her own flesh and her own blood. And I think that's how we view women and men going in for an abortion. They're not evil. They're not, you know, uneducated. We don't look down on them like the abortion industry does. We see hope, and we need to treat them like family. What would we do if our daughter or our relative were seeking an abortion? We would go out there and do everything to stop them. And that's the approach of a 40 Days for Life campaign, is to really look at the family of God as just that, a family.
Sean Carney with 40 Days for Life. Once again, tell us how people can participate in 40 Days for Life.
Go to 40daysforlife.com and find your location. The campaign runs from September 27th through November 5th. Find your location. You can sign up to go out and peacefully pray at your location on the website.
Thank you very much. God bless Sean Carney and 40 Days for Life. Thanks for joining Illinois Family Spotlight.
Thank you for listening to Illinois Family Spotlight. For more information, please visit us at ifiaction.org and look for us on Facebook and Twitter. If you would like to email us questions or comments, please do so at feedback@ifiaction.org. Until next time, stay engaged and keep your eyes on the prize.